The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel is written to us by John. When the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves got into the boat, and they came to Capernaum looking for Jesus. And when they found him across the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus said, "I say to you, you are looking for me not because you saw the signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. Do not work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures unto eternal life, which the human one will now give to you. For on him the Father, God, has set his seal." So they said to him, "What can we do to accomplish the works of God?" Jesus answered and said to them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in the one he sent." So they said to him, "What sign can you do that we may see and believe in you? What can you do? Our ancestors ate manna in the desert, as it is written, 'He gave them bread from heaven to eat.'" And Jesus said to them, "I say to you, it was not Moses who gave the bread from heaven. My Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." And they said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." And Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger. Whoever believes in me will never thirst." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
Spiritually speaking, our foundational problem is that it is almost impossible for the human mind to trust in unconditional love. We just can't believe there is such a thing. That someone could love us for nothing. And so universally, if you've ever studied anything about the history of religion, religion and the notion of sacrifice are almost the same thing. In fact, that's the very notion of an altar. An altar was where the sacrifices were laid out, cereal offerings which were burnt to please the god, animals which were brutally killed so their smoke would rise to please this distant, cold, and daring god. Even, as we see in the story of Abraham and Isaac, apparently people killed their children to please God. You've got to know that that is the history of world religion. God was not a likable person. God was not someone you loved, enjoyed, drew close to, spent time with. God was someone to be feared and placated. And that's where the notion of sacrifice came from. If we sacrifice enough, maybe God will show us favor. We know the most dramatic example of that in the Aztecs here in America, where even human beings were laid on the altar and their heart ripped out and offered to God. You've got to know that's the history of religion to appreciate this gospel. Because what we have is a total change of roles and positions. If the history of religion is us feeding God, this God who was always hungry for blood and sacrifice and devotion, really a very needy God, not a God who would be capable of loving anything very much. To turn that around was much of Jesus' work. And that's why he says, "This is the work of God. Believe in this one that you have sent. I am reversing the role of God. Now, I got to be honest. I've been a priest for almost 50 years. Most Catholics are still in the Old Testament. They still believe that if they sacrifice, they will earn God's love. They didn't get Jesus. They didn't understand that Jesus was the one and eternal sacrifice, saying, "This is over. Stop this sacrificial game." Instead of you needing to feed God, here it is. God will offer himself as food for you. It's just too much to comprehend. But every time you walk up to this altar and let God feed you, not just with ordinary food, as he puts, but bread from heaven or himself, he gives you not ideas, not theologies like I too often give, but himself. Can you let God give God's self to you? Can you let God feed you? I would go so far as to say, until you allow that to happen, you do not know the nature of God. God remains out there, distant, cold, someone to be feared, not someone to be loved. Only when we receive unconditional love for nothing, just because we are, do we find the courage and the confidence to return the same love in kind, to love back the way we were loved. That was supposed to be the Christian religion. And some of our people get it, but an awful lot of us don't. The reason I was gone so much the last weeks is I was teaching in 6 different countries in Europe. And I got to visit many of the glorious, Baroque, golden-covered churches of Europe. Beautiful artifacts to look at. But still keeping God up there, out there. Covering statues in gold and thinking this will please God. And instead we have Jesus coming among us as flesh, as human, as ordinary. It's too much to comprehend. We don't know how to receive ordinary human love, especially if it's undeserved, especially if you haven't worked for it, especially if you haven't achieved it. This is the bread that has come down from heaven. And when you eat of this bread, a love that you cannot create, a love that you can never deserve, but a love that you can only receive, then it seems to me you will know God. Did it ever strike you that Jesus never says, "Think about this, look at this, hold this up like I'm going to do in a little bit"? He says, "Eat this, eat it, drink it, get it inside your belly." You can't know God with your mind. You know God in a full-bodied way. And that's why he says, "Eat me and drink me." God cannot be processed mentally. God can only be loved in a body, soul, heart, and mind way when they all work together. These are the people who are fed the bread from heaven. And you are those lucky people.